silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
Hungry young men at the Nelson house this evening. Ricky, David, and Ozzie. The chief cook and bottle washer has been downtown most of the day, and... Oh, I think I hear Harriet now.
Well, hello there, everybody. I suppose you're starving.
Well, I must admit we were getting a little hungry, yeah?
Boy, I'll say. I'm hungrier than a... Hey, how about that?
How about what?
I'm so hungry I lost my appetite.
Well, I'll take care of that for you. I brought home a nice apple pie for dessert.
As I was saying, I'm so hungry I lost my appetite for anything except apple pie.
I figured there was a catch to it.
Did you really, David? You must be psycho.
The word is psychic.
I think David's right.
He may be psychic to you, Mom, but to me, he's real crazy.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
If I can get a word in here, I'd like to add that I'm a little bit hungry.
I'll bet you are. I'm sorry I was so long. We really accomplished quite a bit at the meeting, though.
You mean you played more than one hand of bridge today?
We didn't play a single game, I'll have you know.
Well, for goodness sake, you mean you gals talked so much you didn't even finish one game of cards?
We didn't even start one. We had some very important business to discuss.
Now, don't tell me Mrs. Peabody was wearing another new hat.
This is really important. We've decided to redecorate our club room.
Oh, sounds like you finally got a little money in the club treasury. And frankly, I wonder how you ever did it.
Well, stop wondering. We didn't.
At the risk of sounding practical, how are you going to raise the money for this painting project?
We're not. We're going to do the painting ourselves.
What's this?
Are you kidding, Mom?
Careful, Ricky. We're counting on Mom to cook dinner, you know.
Sorry, I lost my head for a minute.
I understand you correctly, you gals are actually going to do the painting yourself?
Mm-hmm. It does sound like quite an undertaking, doesn't it? But Mrs. Pennyfeather suggested it, and it sounded like a good idea.
Oh, well, the only thing I have against Mrs. Pennyfeather is that she's made you late for dinner.
Oh, that wasn't all that happened by a long shot.
Golly, you're not going to paint our house, too, I hope.
No, don't worry. But when Clara and I went out to get the car after the meeting, another one of the women backed into it and locked bumpers.
You mean you had to walk all the way home? Well, why didn't you call, Harriet? I could have picked you up.
Oh, thank you, dear. A big he-man finally decided to give us a hand.
There must be some mistake. I've been right here all afternoon.
Wherever you are, it's a mistake.
Is that so?
Now, just a second, fellas. Let your mother finish.
Well, there isn't much more to tell. He got the bumpers unhooked and left.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're very grateful if the man was nice enough to help you out.
Must have been what he said just before he left.
What do you mean, what he said?
Oh, he mumbled a few uncomplimentary remarks about women drivers.
Did he say it with a smile?
More like a leer. You know, that masculine supremacy look.
Oh, he was probably only kidding.
Then why did he say that women shouldn't be allowed to drive?
I can't imagine.
Shouldn't they, Pop?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that.
That's because your father's too much of a gentleman.
Oh, well, thank you, dear.
And also because he's afraid of not getting any dinner tonight.
Either that or getting poisoned. Well, I think when a man helps a couple of females in distress, you ought to be allowed to sound off a little about it.
I don't. We didn't ask him to help. If he was going to play the part of a chivalrous gentleman, he should have carried it through to the end and not spoiled it all by grumbling.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. However, times have changed, and sometimes it's difficult to know just what is the gentlemanly thing to do.
Well, customs change, but I think good manners are always in style.
Well, I could show you some perfect table manners if I had a chance, Mom.
Okay, I can take a hint. We'll have dinner in no time.
Not that I'm hungry or anything.
No, well, I'll see what we have.
It's always polite to help the females, isn't it, Pop?
Well, politeness is sometimes a pretty vague thing, but it never hurts to be a little considerate of the weaker sex. Give them a helping hand whenever you can. Always remember that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
At ease, men.
Don't tell me dinner's ready so soon.
No, not quite. I was wondering whether you might like a little ice cream on your apple pie.
Oh, boy, pie a la mode.
Well, maybe you can coax your father to run down the ice cream store and pick some up.
How about it, Pop?
Well, I'm always happy to be of service to the ladies.
That's what I always think.
I'll stay here and help Mom.
I think I'll go down to the ice cream store and help Pop.
But I saw Julie Thornberry just a little while ago, and she was going into her house.
That's okay, Pop. Nancy Baker may be down there, and she likes chocolate, and that's my favorite. Why, I could eat all that ice cream right now, I'll bet you.
No, I don't doubt it.
I bet I could eat the whole 2 quarts, boy.
Well, I wouldn't leave very much for the rest of it.
We could go back and get another quart.
I think we have enough right here if you think you can control your appetite.
I'll do my best. Oh, Mr. Nelson?
Yes?
It's Mrs. Pennyfeather.
Oh, of course. I didn't recognize you with that crazy... that's a very unusual hat you're wearing.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you like it. Hello, Ricky.
Hello.
Oh, look at that boy. He's growing like a weed.
Yes, he sure is. Say, you're pretty loaded down there with packages.
Well, I was just on my way to the car.
Oh, here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you. It isn't often we find such chivalry these days.
Oh, that's okay. I guess I'm a little old-fashioned about things like that.
Pop says you're always supposed to help women whenever you can.
Well, that's very nice indeed.
I understand you've decided to paint your club rooms over at the women's club.
Yes, we girls are going to do a little redecorating.
Oh, good. In fact, that's what led up to the discussion about helping the fair sex.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, how sweet of you.
What's this?
Isn't this a coincidence? I was speaking to Mrs. Benson and Mrs. Thornberry, and I said, I wonder if we could coax some of the husbands to give us a hand with some of the heavier...
I never dreamed
that you'd volunteer to help us. Maybe you'll be good enough to initiate a few of the others. Maybe, Mr. Thornberry Mr. Dunkle and Mr. Randolph.
No, I
always feel that men are so much better at that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, sometimes.
I can't tell you how delighted I am. I bumped into you, Mr. Nelson, and it was so nice of you to volunteer to paint the club room for us. I don't know how to thank you.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, well, this is my car right here. Well, I'll take the packages now. Thanks a lot.
Well, yes, goodbye, Mrs. Sunny.
Yes, goodbye, Mr. Nelson.
Pop?
Yes.
How come they call women the weaker sex?
He just went down to the store, Thorny. He should be back. Oh, wait a minute. I think I hear him now.
Oh, good.
Ozzie?
Yeah, here's the ice cream.
And here's Thorny.
Thorny? Where?
On the phone.
Oh, well, I can call him back later.
Well, I think he wants to talk to you right now. It seemed pretty urgent.
Okay.
Hello, Thorny.
Hi, Oz.
Look, we're just going to eat now, Thorny. Can I talk to you later?
It'll only take a minute, Oz, and you'll thank me for calling. Listen to me. Catherine was at the women's club meeting today.
Yes, I know, Thorny. So was Harriet. If that's what you called to tell me...
Now, hold on, Oz. Do you know what they're going to do? They're going to redecorate that whole place. Painted and all.
Yeah, so I heard.
Yeah, and you know women. They make big plans, buy all the materials, and then hand it over to the husband. Just like they did last year at the charity bazaar. We wound up doing all the work.
Well, actually, Thorny, it might not be so bad if we all got together.
Are you kidding? I'm not going through one of those things again. Not on your life. Why, it almost ruined our bowling league, remember? Oz? Are you there, Oz?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, well, listen. The league is starting up again next week at Monahan's Alley. And I have a feeling the wives are going to start a subtle campaign to get a couple of real suckers to do their painting for them. Oh, I just thought I'd warn you. Don't get roped into it. Did you hear me, Oz? Oz?
Yes, I heard you, Thorny.
I thought we were cut off. So be on your guard, Oz. I thought I'd do you a good turn and warn you.
Yes, Thorny.
Well, I must say you don't sound very appreciative.
Yeah, well, yes, thanks a lot, Thorny.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Oz. I want to call up Herb's uncle and Joe Randolph.
Yeah, I just hope you're still talking to me tomorrow.
Connection, Oz. I'll see you later.
So long, Thorny.
I have your dinner in the oven for you. I'll get it out.
Maybe I better crawl in there and eat it.
What are you talking about?
Unless I miss my guess, things may get pretty hot around here for me. I might as well get used to it.
Ozzie Nelson has always tried to be kind, courteous, and helpful to others. When a woman enters a crowded bus, Ozzie's the first one to rise. If there's ever a lady in distress, Ozzie is the first one to offer assistance. Yes, you might say he's a gentleman of the old school. But right now, chivalrous Nelson's in a bit of distress himself. It looks like his helping hand is going to be wielding a paintbrush this week instead of a bowling ball.
Yes.
I just spoke to Mrs. Pennyfeather on the phone. She told me about your generous offer.
You mean helping paint the woman's club?
Yes. Why didn't you tell me last night?
Well, I thought I'd just forget about it. Maybe everybody else would.
I don't know why you should say that. I think it's just wonderful.
Pop's a real gentleman, huh, Mom?
He certainly is.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to take too much of the credit for this, Harry. It wasn't completely my idea.
You want us to help you with the painting, Pop?
Oh, that won't be necessary, David. Mrs. Pennyfeather says your father's going to get all the other men to pitch in and paint, too.
Now, wait a minute. When did I say that?
Well, that's what Mrs. Pennyfeather understood.
Well, now, Harry, I don't believe I actually guaranteed it.
Sure you did, Pop. I was there.
Now, wait a minute. Mrs. Pennyfeather did most of the talking.
David and I'll help you.
No, Ricky, you've done plenty for me as it is.
I'm just like you, Pop. Always willing to help.
Yes. Good for you, son.
Well, I'm sure all the girls will appreciate it, dear. Although I must confess it was quite a surprise when I heard that you'd volunteered to help us.
Well, it was a bit of a shock to me, too.
That's my Pop, boy. Always happy to help the ladies. Yes, sir. Just call on him anytime, any place.
Ricky, why don't you run out of time?
Okay, Pop. Come on, David. Let's see if we can find some ladies to help.
When did you plan to start the job?
Well, how soon do you want it done?
Well, as soon as possible. Of course, we'll have to decide on a color first, but that won't take long.
Oh, yes. Now, color is something you've got to consider very carefully. Don't want to rush into this thing, you know. Might be a good idea if you spent a couple of weeks looking over the other women's clubs before you decide on the color.
Oh, I'm sure that won't be necessary. Most of the women are in favor of dark green walls with white trim.
Well, that's all right if you don't have much imagination. But I think maybe, hot pink and purple would really louse up right in front of you.
Hot pink and purple.
Yeah, or maybe a nice avocado green and a banana squash yellow. That always creates a
I know you're only trying to help, dear, but maybe...
Okay, Harriet, I'll admit I have horrible taste. So if you don't want me to help you paint the club, I can certainly understand.
Oh,
but I won't.
No, we want you to help paint it, but we'll select the colors.
Oh.
Have you talked to any of the other men about it yet?
No, not yet, but I have sort of a feeling that they've heard about it. In fact, I should be hearing from some of them any time now.
We see who's at the door.
You'd better see, Harriet. It may be somebody looking for me.
Well, then why don't you answer it?
Well, because whoever it is at the front door, and I was just gonna go out the back door. I'll see you later.
Hello, Clara. Come on in.
Oh, thanks, honey. Well, I've heard all about Ozzy, and I think he's just the sweetest thing that ever was, and that's the honest truth.
I think it's pretty nice of him, too.
You've really got a remarkable husband there, Harriet. It's simply wonderful the way he just stepped right up and volunteered to help us with the painting. Believe you me, not many men are that thoughtful and chivalrous. Now, just between us, how'd you work it?
I had nothing to do with it, Clara, honest. was all Arthie's idea. First I knew about it was when Mrs. Pennyfeather called up today.
Well, honey, you sure are lucky. I just mentioned the idea of helping us to Joe, and he practically flipped his wig.
Did he know Ozzy was going to help?
Not until I told him. I said to him, I said, if Ozzy Nelson is going to get in there and help us, you can just get in and help us, too. And Joe said, oh, what Joe said. Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't going to stand there and argue with him. Remember what happened last year when we asked the husbands to help us?
You mean building those booths for the charity bazaar?
Sure, don't you remember that, honey? They left the place in a shambles, practically.
I remember Ozzy nearly killed himself when he got his necktie caught in that rotary drill.
And Joe was in bed for a week with a backache.
And Thorny fell off the stepladder.
And Herb Dunkel dropped a toolbox on his foot. Half the club was turned into an emergency hospital.
Clara, you don't suppose anything like that will happen this time, too?
Honey, when you get that bunch all together in one room, anything can happen.
Yeah, but this is just painting. I don't think anybody could get hurt just painting a room.
Well, Thorny can always fall off a stepladder.
Yes, and somebody might end up with a bucket of paint over his head, and it'll probably be Ozzy.
And Joe's bound to come home with a backache. That never fails.
I just had another terrible thought. It seems to me I've heard something about a bowling tournament next week.
Well, Harriet, that cinches it to me. I'm just not up to it again this year, and that's the honest truth.
Besides, our treasury's so low we couldn't possibly afford to hire any painters to finish the job.
Finish it? They'd probably have to start all over again.
Well, it was very thoughtful of Ozzy to volunteer, though.
It was wonderful. Wonderful. Now, how can we get him done, volunteer?
Well, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh, no, we don't want to do that. No. I think we better call an emergency meeting of the club on the double. This calls for some fast action.
And that's the honest truth.
Hiya.
Oh, funny. Gee, thanks, old pal.
Thanks for what,
pal?
Oh, what am I being thanked for?
For speaking to me. None of the other husbands will.
Yeah, you know how some people are. They believe in going to extremes. Like Joe Randolph. He suggested that we take you to a taxidermist and have you stuffed. Alive.
I guess the fellows are pretty upset, huh?
Yeah, there is quite a stony silence whenever your name is mentioned now, but I don't go along with that taxidermist idea. Oh. I'm your friend.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
I said I thought just tar and feathers would be plenty.
Thanks a lot.
Oz, why did you get us into this mess?
Now, wait a minute. It wasn't my fault. I don't want to be stuck with that painting job any more than you guys do.
Well, then why did you volunteer our services for us? What are you trying to do, be a big man with the ladies?
Sorry, will you listen to me for a moment?
Well, okay, but let's step behind the hedge. Somebody might see me talking to you.
Look, here's exactly what happened. Last night, I was standing in front of the market talking to Mrs. Pennyfeather. That is, I got to talk now and then. She was telling me how the women planned to paint the club. And then before I knew it, she was thanking me for offering to help them. So help me, Thorny, I didn't volunteer. I was drafted.
Well, regardless of what happened, Oz, the boys do not feel kindly toward you right now. If I were you, I'd find some safe place to hide. Say, someplace like the Foreign Legion.
Look, we got roped into the thing, so why not make the best of it? It won't be too much work. You ought to be able to finish in a couple of days.
Oh, you haven't heard the really bad news yet. Monahan just called to tell me that the opening of the bowling league has been moved up to this week. So there goes the big tournament.
Gee, Thorny, I feel terrible.
Well, don't worry, Oz. I'm sure the boys will be speaking to you again in another 5 or 6 years.
Really burned up at me, huh?
Well, let's put it this way. When you're in there painting the club, I'd suggest that you don't let anybody get above you. Happen.
Well, come on down to the drugstore and I'll buy you soda. Maybe we can figure out something.
I'm afraid it's too late, Oz. Besides, I was just on my way to the men's shop.
Oh, what for?
Last week I bought a new pair of bowling shoes, and I want to see if I can exchange them for some overalls.
Ozzie?
Yeah?
Well, what's the matter? You look pretty gloomy.
No, it's nothing.
Well, sit down. I've got something to tell you.
No? What's that?
Well, we had a meeting a little while ago, and all the girls agreed that you're just about the most thoughtful and generous man they've ever known. They really think you're wonderful.
No, thanks. I suppose they've decided to make me an honorary woman.
Well, no, but most of them did say you were too good to be a man.
Well, what's the news you have for me?
Well, we've decided to turn you down. We aren't going to let you or any of the other men take the club for it.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I hope you aren't too disappointed.
Oh, no! That is not too much. You sure none of the women have changed their minds?
Positive.
Well, in that case, you know I'll be very happy to help.
Yes, I know, dear.
Harriet, if it's just because you heard some silly rumor around town, don't worry. They wouldn't really tar and feather me.
About?
Oh, nothing important. I don't understand this, though. It's the first time you women have let us go like this without a struggle.
Well, we just didn't think it was fair. You men work hard all week, and it certainly isn't right to ask you to do our work, too.
For some reason, I just can't hear any woman saying that.
Well, then there's something else. Isn't there a big bowling tournament coming up?
By golly, come to think of it, there is.
Well, you certainly wouldn't want to miss that.
No, it is rather important. After all, we only have a bowling tournament 6 times a year.
All right, it's settled. But thanks very much for offering to help us.
Oh, anytime, Harriet. That is, anytime it's going to turn out like this. I just hope you girls know what you're doing. It's going to be quite a painting job.
Yes, it is. But we figured out a very simple way of doing it.
Oh, how's that?
We're going to hire a crew of painters.
Well, I'd say that's very smart.
Yeah, we think so, too. Because we do have one little problem, though.
Oh, what's your problem?
What we're going to use to pay them with.
Yes, that is something to consider, all right.
We think that money would probably be the best thing.
Yes, people are usually pretty happy being paid in money, yes.
However, the club treasury is rather low at the moment.
Well, have as much of the club paint as you can afford and have the rest done later. How much do you think you could have done now?
Well, if they use very cheap paint, we can have one windowsill redecorated.
In other words, here comes the touch.
No, dear. We aren't asking any of the men for money.
They're just demanding it?
No, we've decided to raise the money by having a raffle. Of course, since we aren't asking you men to help us with the work, we think it's only fair that you should each buy a raffle ticket.
Well, I'll do even better than that. I'll buy 5 of them.
No, I'm sorry. Each man is allowed to buy 1.
Well, that's certainly fair. Okay, let me have my ticket.
All right. Here you are.
How much do I owe you?
$10.
$10?
And now aren't you happy I didn't let you buy 5 tickets?
Harry, isn't this a bit steep?
Well, not considering that everybody wins a prize.
Oh, that's different.
Very valuable prize, too.
Well, fine. Why don't you say so? If you don't mind, I'll take my prize now.
All right. Here, you win this beautiful key.
A key?
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd like it.
A 10-cent key for $10 at some prize. You know, you girls are really making money.
Well, that's the object.
I can imagine what some of the other prizes are. Genuine solid plastic whistle or a paperclip bracelet.
Each of the men won a key.
Hey, wait a minute. This key looks very familiar.
It should. It's the key to our hall closet. Now, doesn't that make you happy?
Why should I be happy with a key to our hall closet?
Because your bowling ball is locked in there.
Thank you.
Barney. Well, I suppose you've heard the news.
I sure have. I don't know whether to be happy or insulted.
Well, me either. Harry finally admitted the real reason they didn't want us to paint the club. They certainly don't have much confidence in us.
Lucky for us, they don't.
I suppose so. Still, it did end up costing us each $10.
Yeah, it was a bit of a joke. But you're not the only one who's at fault. Actually, we can blame it on Monahan, too.
But why Monahan?
Well, if he hadn't moved the bowling league opener up one week, we could have gotten off scot-free. That was a pretty chintzy thing for him to do.
Oh, well, you can't really blame him, Thorny. He couldn't help it. His actions were governed by a power over which he has no control. A power bigger than you or I. A power even bigger than Monahan himself.
What power are you talking about?
Monahan's wife. She's a member of the woman's club, too.